Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, if your kids are playing sports in the summer, odds are it's pretty hot out. And you're worried about hydration issues. You're worried that if they're in uniform, that they are maybe even going to suffer some heat-related injuries. And as we talk about youth safety in sports, we cannot discard, you know, the summertime sports and some coaches really requiring kids to work out twice a day and do, you know, some pretty tough workouts. And we really hope that the coaches are attuned to what's going on with the air quality and the heat and hydration. My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the executive director of the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. And what better organization to tell us about these? Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. Let's talk about these summer sports. What are you most concerned with when it comes to kids and summer sports?
You know, we certainly can't avoid the heat in the summer. If you're going to play sports at all in the warm, you know, from May till September, most parts of the country it's going to be hot. The important thing for parents to recognize is that, you know, there's a lot that you can do, and you don't have to cancel everything, and kids can actually tolerate the conditions pretty well if you give them a chance to do that. And you just have to recognize the factors that put somebody at risk. Certainly the heat, the humidity is a risk factor, but if you don't prepare well, if they're not well hydrated, if they're not well rested, if they're doing too much, too long, too often, if they have too much uniform on, if they've been sick recently, all of those things can put somebody at risk. So you have to offset those risk factors with a variety of actions, whether that means it's going not as hard, not as long, making sure there's more breaks in the, you know, where you're hydrating and getting out of the sun, modify the activity. And that's where we see kids get into trouble, when a coach, when a parent or an organization will have a child doing something really hard regardless of the conditions, and they're not adjusting for the conditions that are facing them.
So as parents, are we allowed to, we don't necessarily attend all the practices, but should they not be in uniform? That's the first question.
Well, you certainly can be in uniform if you do things right. And one of the key things is that you have to recognize is that the uniform, whether you're talking about a football uniform or other kinds of uniforms, are going to increase the stress on the body. And so the body temperature is more likely to go up. So it's going to be tougher. What you have to do is not only let the team, let all the kids get used to the environmental conditions, but get used to the heat and in the uniform too. And so you're acclimatizing not only to the environment, but you're acclimatizing to the uniform, you're acclimatizing to the intensity, the duration of the activities you're doing. All of that needs to be approached in a very slow, progressive way. I think most of the real problems that you see on the high school football field, for example, happen in the first few days because perhaps they have too much uniform on and they're going too hard from the get-go. Give the kids a chance to get adjusted. Give them a chance to get used to the conditions. Give them a chance to get used to the uniform, and you'll find that they're at a lot less risk.
Okay. Are we allowed as parents, again, to interject our own safety concerns, or does that make us helicopter parents?
Well, certainly there's two sides of the story. I mean, you know, you certainly wouldn't let your child continue to play if you saw them with a broken arm. So there's... Not the same, the exact same thing, but you as a parent, you have an obligation to be the advocate for your child. At the same time, we hope that the coaches and the others who are in charge actually have the right education, actually have the right approach, and have the education. And this is something that we're trying to do, and other organizations are trying to do nationally right now, is to get everybody really up to speed of understanding what they're really facing when they have kids out in the heat. And so I think it's a two-way street. Certainly as a parent, you have to make a call if you see something that's dangerous and something at risk, but hopefully there's the education going on so that the coaches aren't going to put them in that situation.
Okay, so we're hydrating our kids, we're looking out for the uniforms. What about air quality, Dr. Bergeron? Because in the summer, you know, there is... Well, here in Chicago anyway, there's air quality alerts. You know, I think this week we're going on to a bunch of them. And do we say you're not going to practice today, the air quality is really bad, or do we let them go and hope they don't have some kind of, you know, breathing thing?
Well, again, if your child is one that is susceptible to breathing challenges, then that's perhaps a decision that needs to be made. But certainly if the air quality is very bad, then much the same way that you would adjust what you're doing and how hard you're doing it and how often you're having breaks, if you have an option of some kind of practice inside, that would be great. Or earlier in the day when the air quality doesn't get that bad yet, or perhaps later in the day. All of those things are ways that can be, you can make accommodating adjustments to tolerate that better. But again, hopefully if it's really bad and really hot, and that the coach is either going to say, okay, this is going to be some kind of walkthrough, or maybe we will cancel. I hope that there's some two-way communication going on between who's in charge and who's responsible for their child.
Well, I mean, you certainly do hope that that's the case. Now, what about even sports that you're not in full uniform, like football, where you're really doing summer football camp is a tough go for kids. They got to be pretty dedicated to want to do that. But even swimming, where you don't think of hydration as something that you have to really think about because you're in the water, but yet you can become dehydrated while you're doing swimming. Baseball, something that's not a race around all the time sport. You know, what are we thinking about with those?
Oh, sure. Well, swimming, people don't realize that you do sweat when you swim, and especially when you're doing, you know, long yardage, you're certainly out there a long time and expending a lot of energy, and the body is heating up, and you are sweating. Sometimes the summer pools are, you know, the temperature itself is quite warm, and so you have to be careful of that, and you put somebody in warm water, and they're exerting themselves, now they really don't have a great way to get rid of that body heat. So certainly, the coaches, the people in charge that should recognize, okay, the water's warm, the kids, we're not going to go as long, as hard, because there is a greater risk. You mentioned baseball. There's an awful lot of standing around, but just standing around in the sun, especially if you have a heavier uniform on, your body temperature will go up, and especially some of the baseball tournaments and such, where they're playing multiple games on the same day, it's a lot of exposure out there. There's a lot of dehydration. There's a lot of overheating. There's a greater risk than people realize. You don't have to necessarily be running to be at risk of having problems in the heat. So all of those things are certainly scenarios where people are at risk. And I want to make the point to mention band practice, too. That's some of the activities that we forget about. These kids are out there sometimes in very heavy uniforms for a lot of hours, marching and doing drills and such, that this can be brutal, and the load on them is extraordinary.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was one of those, you know, and I remember marching around in those uniforms. What about, we don't have much time, only a minute or so, but what do you like us to hydrate our children with, sports drinks or water? We only have about a minute left.
Both. All fluids can help. Certainly, you don't have to go with sports drinks, but the longer you go, the harder you go, the less time you have for meals. Sports drinks play an increasing contributing role. But certainly milk, juice, water with their meals the night before, the morning of with breakfast. It's amazing, you know, you can get pretty well hydrated from a variety of things. Staying away from the caffeinated beverages, things like that, certainly makes sense too.
Well, that's the way that we're going to keep our kids, you know, and one day in the future they may not be working two-a-days. Those may kind of go by the wayside, but as a parent, we have to be our best advocate for our children. So keep an eye on your children in this heat. Make sure they stay hydrated. Electrolyte beverages, water, chocolate milk after the workouts. Make sure they're well-fed, well-rested. Very important. This is the way that we're going to keep them safe from injuries in the heat and in youth sports. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD, and stay well.